So there are high bush cranberries then?
There was. Oh. There was no trees. It was just like this. But little, you know, willows, little willows here and there. Right around there. It looked like a little lake. Maybe it's further up. I can't tell, you know. Too many trees.
Was it sort of like a meadow then?
Yes.
Around it?
Yeah, there was. It was just like this. And the trees
a grassy
on
meadow. Grassy clearing.
It's not too big of a space.
You were mentioning something about a hill, like was it set?
The hill, this hill right here standing up here, used to be clear. That's how I remember it. But there's so many trees now. This all up here used to be hills. And then right at the other end, where it ends, and then the other one comes down, that's where. But you see, there was a little creek there. There was a creek there. Mm-hmm. And this NC guide, NC company, the guy, they send a guy down with a boat, and they bring us our groceries, and then sometimes they have to take us up to town, Canada. So they came down, and we stopped there. And I said, what is he doing, Maggie? He had a cook, you know, or, well, I guess she was his woman, I guess, or his woman. He wasn't married to her. But I said, what is he doing, Maggie? He said, oh, he's going to get them frogs. He eats frog legs. So Dad said, you coming out? You want to come out?
Learned your lesson.
So I looked, see if he had, and he had this carton with a bunch of dead frogs in it. I guess he ate them, I don't know.
Are the frogs still there?
I don't know. How do I know? So 50 years ago, since 51, I'm over 51.
Well, the creek, you say there was a creek?
Yeah, there was a little, you know, out of there.
Down from the hill?
Yeah, right on this side, yeah. And it's right here. The creek is right here, and it's right here, I think. I'm pretty sure. I don't know.
Oh, then the creek, is the creek a little bit then upriver?
I don't know. You know, it's just not too much of a creek, but you know how it...
Was the site right close to the river? Was it near?
Yeah, right next to the bank, like this, I said.
Okay.
But these trees, you can't tell nothing right here. Because I lived here for about 9-10 years. And it wasn't like this.
Okay, you lived here, you said you came here as a little girl?
Yeah, about 7 or 8, I'm pretty sure. Mm-hmm. See, we used to live over there at the NC camp, they call it. Well, yeah, that's where they kept all the male dogs. And Dad didn't like it over there.
But that's across the river from here?
Yes, right over there.
Mm-hmm. On the island?
There's a fish camp over there. Somebody took over. And Dad didn't want us to grow up around people, you know. He wanted us to be alone. So he brought us over here and he cleared up this place.
Mm-hmm.
And then this guy that had the roadhouse told him he can take everything that he could from there. So he gave he told Dad about this place to move over here. Mm-hmm. He did. And then this old miner, Jim McHugh, came and he told him, sure, he said, live right here with me. He said, I'm going to build a cabin. So he built a cabin and Dad was going to live there.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
So we were raised up here.
So you stayed here until you were... What do you...
Oh, I came back up to before I got married. Do you remember?
Yeah.
You lived here year-round?
No,
or
no,
just,
no.
Just
we
April,
went to
September.
School. Yeah, we came in April. And then we went back in September.
You go to Canada?
Yeah. I went to the public school up there. I was the only native up there in the school.
Well, did anybody else live here besides your family?
Mm-mm.
You showed us some of the stone artifact that you got from your other camp up at the Rapids.
It should be somewhere around here.
Well, that's just what I was going to ask you. Do you know of any stone tools ever being... It being found around here?
No. I think this white miner stayed here. I don't think I've been a native stayed here.
Here at this place?
Yes.
But at the
yeah, up
actual
there. Well,
site.
That's years and years and years. I don't think you can find anything. There's when my grandma was old, she was pretty close to 70s, 80, when she was telling me the story, so she must have been really old, because she was such a little girl.
So, when did she die?
Died a long time ago, maybe 100 years ago.
When you were, were you still alive?
Yeah, she lived, about 2 years after I got married. I think she lived, she either died in 33 or 34.
Oh, okay, because you said you just celebrated your 50th anniversary.
It's 51, we're married 51 now.
Mm-hmm. Okay.